We are in Simen Tofresh Ayin Zayin Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis, Katan Shehigiyah L'Chinuch Tzorech L'Hadlik. A Katan that was Higiyah L'Chinuch, in this case it would mean that he is old enough to light on his own. He has to light. Now, the Mechaber Shita in the mitzvah of Mahadrin and Minah Mahadrin was that Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, only one person lights for everybody. And he lights 8, 7. He lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He adds one every night. But the Mechaber Shita is that when you're lighting more than one a night, you should have one person lighting all of it. You shouldn't light two menorahs. According to him, then, what is this din of katan? As one of the Bnei Bayis, even the Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin is not mechayivim to light. So it would have to be that we're talking about the katan has a he's got a house on his own, or room of his own, and he's lighting because of that, and there's no one else to be mishtatav with. Whereas, how about a katan that's part of the family, living at home? According to the Mechaber, he would not have to light, according to anyone. The Ramah, however, who holds that Mahadrin and Amahadrin means that everybody lights 1 through 8, according to him, now we can ask, should a katan light or not? Some say that there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Others say no. Who says there's a mitzvah of chinuch? I'm a hadrim and I'm a hadrim. Siv Gimel. Yesh omim sha'af al pi shemadlikin alav besog beiso imu b'makam shembo Yisrael madlik bivrachas. This day holds that even though they're lighting for you back at home, if you're in a place where no one has lit Ner Chanukah, then you have a chiyuv to light and with brachas. Says the Rama, Hago ki chayiv liros haneiris, because you have a chiyuv to see the neiris. V'chei noagim. Now here, the Mechaber is sosim, that even though they're lighting for you back home, you have a chiyuv of birkas hari'iyah. The truth is that we saw before that it's a machlokas if you do or not. And the Mechaber is being soser himself here. Lamaisa, the Mishabur, comes out not to make a bracha. Now, according to the Ramah, the only way you can make a bracha is if you had kavana not to be yotza with the havloka of his wife back home, then he could make his own bracha. Now, according to the Mishnah Brura, then, you're yotza with the halakha of your wife. If you want to light on your own, you have to have kavana not to be yotza with her. Some hold that kavana doesn't work. Once Chazal were metakin that any family member could be motzi you, it is not for you to be mafki yourself. So you can't say, I don't want to be yotza with the halakha of my wife. The Mishnah Brura says that the best thing is either to hear someone else make the brachas, if you're lighting on your own, or there's a different Eitzah, and that is to find out when his wife is lighting, to make sure that he lights before that. Yeah, it says, the Ramah v'chein no'agin v'afilum hu Eitzel Yehudim, v'ro'a neiris, imrotza l'achmer al atzmo, u'lahadlik b'fnei atzmo, u'madlik u'mavarach aleihem. So what you could do is you could light on your own and make a bracha. V'chein nogim, that is the minig. That if you want to be machmer, you could. Once again, the Mishnah Brura holds that you should not light on your own unless you're lighting before your wife, or according to one day, if you have kavana not to be yotza with her. People that are out on business and are only going to be coming home late, says the Mishnah Brura, their wives, or worse, they're staying somewhere else. And even there, they're going to be coming back late. So the Mishnah Brura says that they should have their wives light bizman, wherever the wives are. They should light them whenever they come back. And he should not make the bracha himself. He should hear brachas from somebody else.